So it's time for us to check the weather with Pat Pagano. And
now I know what we have set.
With that being said, let us bring in the man who is going to talk about not only our weather, but also, of course, about a very active, possibly hurricane. Good morning there, Pat.
Yes, and our weather symbol. Sunny to partly cloudy, low 80s today. Partly cloudy, near 60 tonight. Sunny, upper 70s Saturday. Increasing clouds Sunday, mid 70s. And we don't get any showers till Monday, when the high will be right around 80 degrees. So.
And the showers that'll come Monday, will they be light showers, heavy showers?
Hard to say. Showers or thunderstorms on Monday.
Okay, and because I'll tell you what, we had a beautiful night last night for the vintage race car parade and the street fair in Falls Village. Of course, today, Lime Rock is going full bore today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday. And it looks like it's going to be really good, at least through Sunday. And then we have the opening tonight of Nonsense at the Sharon Playhouse, which we'll be at as well. I mean, and then we have the Columbia County Fair, which is going on through Monday, the Goshen Fair, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I mean, so it looks like everybody looks lock solid good, except for the question of Monday.
And Monday it is. And the best chance, of course, will be in the afternoon. It will also be more humid. So that is, I mean, you consider, you know, that's like a 75% good holiday weekend.
Now, let's talk a little bit about this hurricane. This could be quite an event, right?
Yeah, well, let's before we go right to Dorian, let's talk about your favorite, Godzilla.
Okay.
Well, you know, Godzilla, when he comes out of the ocean, what happens, you know? You get a huge tidal wave.
Yep.
Everything falls in its place. Well, in my opinion, this could turn out to be the Godzilla of hurricanes.
Wow.
It is. Let's look at it this way, folks. You have the east coast of Florida, and of the most populated areas in Florida, we all know, would be southernmost Florida. And right now, the Hurricane Center is targeting the center of Dorian to move somewhere between Miami and West Palm Beach, which is, of course, the most populated area. You have Disney, you have Universal, you have water parks all across Florida. It's Labor Day weekend. Big business. What is the governor and the director of the National Hurricane Center going to do about evacuation? I'm glad I don't have their responsibility, because I don't know what I would do. I mean, can you evacuate the entire east coast of Florida? I don't think so. The other problem is that this hurricane will become a Cat 4, which would make it probably the strongest hurricane since Andrew.
Is it going to go on the same path as Andrew?
Andrew went to Coral Gables.
Okay.
South of Miami. This should be north of that. North of Miami, north of Fort Lauderdale. The most populated cities on the east coast of Florida. However, as the hurricane approaches Florida on Monday, it is going to slow. And the fact that it's going to slow down is only going to mean a prolonged period of flood, wind, and storm surge. So this by no means is an easy storm to take. And then let's talk about after landfall, what happens after that? You know, a lot of people said, well, you know, maybe it'll go into the Gulf. No, I don't think so. I think this thing is going to turn up the coast. And then the big question is, how far up the coast? There's a lot of complicating matters there. But I mean, it literally moves across coastal Georgia, South Carolina, into North Carolina. Now, the faster it moves, the better the chance that it will get to the Carolinas and out to sea. The slower it moves, the more of a potential it is to come north into the mid-Atlantic and maybe even New England.
Now, if it did that, though, it would be towards like the middle to the end of next week?
More like the end of next week.
Yeah.
Yep. So A lot to be concerned about, a lot to worry about. I personally won't be here on Monday. I know you asked Mike, but I will be filing all of the reports. Needless to say, I will be working Monday, but my efforts will be concentrated down across Florida and Georgia. We have clients there, so I will be I'll be working with them.
Well, we can understand that, and of course, I want to have you enjoy whatever you can enjoy this holiday weekend, and have a good time. Have a good time following the hurricane, and we'll check with you on Tuesday.
Tuesday it is, Marshall. You have a nice weekend.
Hey, Pat.
Yes.
Keep us all safe.
I will try.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.